I'm just going to read a couple of verses. We'll see how we get on. Don't turn to it. I'm just going to read this just by way of a little bit of context, I guess. Speaking of the word of the Lord in Isaiah, it says that the word is like so many things, so many pictures, wonderful, wonderful. And it's talking about how the word comes and there's fruit, and then the result of it, one aspect is that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Okay? The word coming, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now listen to this. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The coming of the word is that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Have you got that? This is Christ. Listen to a description of him, the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He who sows in tears shall reap in joy. This is our Jesus. This is our Jesus. He came from the pure bliss and unadulterated joy. He is the joy of heaven. And he's come sowing in tears. Scripture says in Psalm 126, he shall reap in joy. I tell you what, as souls come, one by one, by one. You know, sometimes there can be a great ingathering, but yet the Lord sees, we've heard it as we've prayed, he sees every hair on the head of every precious soul. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but lose his soul? The value of one precious created soul to God. More than the whole world. There's great joy. We can read that in Luke 15, can't we? There's great joy over one sinner who returns. It's fruitfulness, bringing ecstatic joy. We can't overstate this. You can read it in Luke 15. The joy that, I don't even know quite how to deal with this in descriptive language in this context, but the joy unspeakable over one. You know it if you pray for people. You know it. You'll take anything. You'll take a little sign of life. You'll take a little sign of a turn. You'll hope with heartbreak and yearning and longing. Oh Lord, please save them. And when you see, you're looking, waiting, longing, Lord. And you know you've got to be wise. You know you can't, in a sense, touch this. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. That's Christ. And by his grace, it's us, the body of Christ. He's our head. He still weeps, in a sense, and yet I don't know how to hold all this together, but he went through the cross for the joy. The joy of bringing many, 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 many to glory. Oh, this is the pleasure of the Lord. This is the prospering of the Lord. Fruit in our lives, but please let's not relegate the fruit of lives saved. For that's what you are, my friend, if you're his. Oh, precious Lord. Prosper in us. Amen. Prosper in our prayer meetings. Prosper in our personal devotions. Prosper in all the hidden places. Prosper there. Have your pleasure there, Lord. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless, did you hear that? That's faith, doubtless. That means not just less doubt, it means no doubt. Sometimes we get a little bit analytical and confused with language, don't we? So there, shall doubtless come again rejoicing. That means, oh yes, he's coming again rejoicing. Not, see how it goes. Depends on the circumstances. Things aren't so great. Oh, it's not working out. No, doubtless, no doubt in God's mind. Do you see, this is based on Christ. And he's done it. I've been so filled with this week, with the fresh, just, it's simple yet so profound, the fresh fact of the fact that Jesus Christ has done it. He's done it. He's come. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. From start to finish, from incarnation, I mean, we heard, wow, that just blows my mind, Mark. Slain from the foundation of the world. This wasn't an afterthought. This is not haphazard or random. It wasn't a quick U-turn. Uh-oh. Ah, crisis management. Things have suddenly gone wrong. What are we going to do? No. We've got this. Before it even happens. We've got this. Son, Spirit, Father, absolute oneness of heart and mind and purpose and pure, unadulterated, divine love and mission and passion. We've got this. And in the fullness of time, God sent his Son to be born. I mean, it's just miraculous and yet so quiet and hidden. It's the most powerful plan. Oh, how wonderful. He's still on the move. He's still outworking, if you like, the pleasure, the prospering, the purpose of the Lord. And amazingly, it's in and through the Lord's people. That's his primary method, if you like, in the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, just from a human level, the risk, the possible complications, and boy, there's been a few in my own life, never mind yours, I can't comment about you. And he just keeps gathering in. Seems like he's indiscriminate. He's not thinking, as it were, ooh, they'd make a good addition to the body. Oh, they've got a few strengths. I'll have them. It doesn't seem like that to me. It seems like he's just, all who were hungry, all who were broken, all who were so far gone, they genuinely know they don't have a hope in the world. You dead, I'm calling to you. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. He's going to fill all the rooms of the new heaven and new earth with pleasant and precious riches, precious stones that he hones and works on. Oh, this is just too big. Isn't it? And yet he comes to us. in the magnitude of it all, the grandeur of it all, the overwhelming nature of it all, and he comes to us right up close and personal. I loved your testimony. Yours, your bros. I know he's gone. Every testimony, yours, Chris. Bless you, brother. Precious seed, he's been sowing it into my life since boys' camp and before. It's so moving to know you've been loved by God's people and prayed for. Pouring in. We had a testimony there about being grateful. You were looking at a friend and seeing what maybe he hadn't had. Be grateful. Be thankful. Oh, wonderful. What a wonderful Saviour. Hallelujah. There is a thing, isn't there, when things seem so massive, the work seems so huge. I think I mentioned this last week, possibly. It was all a bit of a blur. The Lord moved. Can I just give a testimony? The Lord moved. Really? Really? Deep in my life. Deep in our lives. There was such a drawing out, such a flow of worship. Not hyped up. Not emotionalism, but from the very depths of people's hearts, from stories of lives that are facing impossibility and difficulty and heartache, and yet there was this great just pouring out of love and worship in response to the Lord. It's absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. As it is, can I say, my friends, as it is, to share with you in this season of our lives, the Lord has put us together for this time. It's an absolute joy to walk together with you, my friends, and to love Him together, to face difficulty together, to serve together. Oh, you dear, dear people, pouring out week by week. I was just thinking last night, I was praying, all the youth clubs, all the work over so many years, all the prayer, all the tears, all the preparation, with a heart to bless others. The luncheon club, dear Joe, with all the children over so many years, with a heart to bless. The youth clubs, the outreaches. Oh, dear Mary, now in glory, her family home just given for the glory of the Lord and the blessing of others. The blessing of others. The Lord sees it all. He sees the labour of love. It's part of the fruit of His Son's agony. Another vision just opened up this week. Every part. Mark had mentioned it a few weeks before here. And then this week, Lord just whispered to me, every part does it share. Every part does it share. Every part does it share. Oh, wonderful. Thank you for doing your share. Every one of you. Every prayer prayed. Every act of kindness. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Wonderful. And so when the work seems great, the need seems absolutely huge, don't be paralyzed with the size of it all. But just do the little thing the Lord gives you to do. Like, for example, just get up and testify if the Lord prompts you. Pray for that one. that the Lord's challenging you to pray for. It's all the little things together in the hands of the Lord. And God gives the increase. Is that right? I know in my own life sometimes I've almost been paralyzed into inaction, thinking I'm supposed to be doing this. And the Lord's like, son, just be with me and pray for that person. And I'll take you on to the next step. Ah, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful Saviour. I think I'm going to save this for another time. Bless the Lord. Let me just read that again. It was actually just quietly thrown in there in the context of the week. Just one meeting, just quietly it popped out. Someone read it out. And it lodged in my heart from Psalm 126. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Don't you just love that? The Lord of the harvest. And I love the fact that what the Lord speaks so often has an immediate application and outworking in measure. Right there, as the Lord speaks it. Boom, right in the context of a meeting. Respond, there's an outworking, a fulfilling of the word of the Lord. But he doesn't stop there. There's so often a greater outworking, a further fulfilling in, if you like, in my mind, the short to medium term. Which you could include your life here on the earth as part of that. That's the short to the medium term in my mind. Oh, but then there's always this greater full fulfillment. Can you see that just with those words? So you can think now, the Lord says, don't you say, there's 4 months and then comes the harvest. I say to you, lift up your eyes. Look, on the fields, they're white. Already. So that, how do we apply that? That's now, isn't it? The Lord's specifically saying not even in the normal understanding of the season. He's saying, actually, lift up your eyes now. The fields are white. I'm ready. That's now, isn't it? Surely? Yes. But there's coming a day where the first fruits, Christ, the first fruits, we've heard it again this morning, he is coming and he's going to gather in his harvest. Wheat and chaff. The enemy's stuff is growing, mixed in there. It says that clearly in the scripture. It's in there. We think, oh dear me, it's so awful. It says in the word, he's doing his things. The Lord's going to come. And as only he can, he's going to bring in the full harvest. And sort it all out. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Bless the Lord. And that picture of him there, we're going to finish. That picture of him there at the end of that psalm. He shall doubtless come again. How do you think the Lord's coming? Again, with great joy. There are so many things that are absolutely heartbreaking now, but there's coming a day where it's all going to be set right. All the injustices are going to be set right. Bless the Lord. All the suffering will be over. Every tear wiped away. He's coming, my friends. He's coming. And in the light of that, don't you want to be about his business? I don't mean in the energies of your own flesh and zeal. I mean just, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to that little thing. Yes, Lord. I want to go on. Amen? Yes, Lord. In the light of your coming. We heard in dear Dave's Finishing Well seminar. We had Finishing Well. Dying well, let's just, you know, say it how it is. Dying well. Do you know what? This seed that falls into the ground and dies is one of those words that has multiple application. Perfectly expressed in Christ. I still can't get my head round that when the Lord likens himself to the grain of wheat. I mean, the humility. And then he definitely applies that to us, his people. That principle should be outworked in the short to medium term, this life on earth. Absolutely. But you know what? There's coming a day. And we know, we think of saints of old who line the way, we sing, don't we? I think of precious saints from among us here. Dear brothers and sisters. Mention dear Mary. I don't want to mention them all. Dear Bob, Oddy, Arthur and Jesse. You know them, don't you? Oh, bless them. The seed has fallen into the ground. You know what the purpose of God is? This, my friends, however fruitful, however wonderful, whatever heights of joy we might know in this walk through the veil of tears, what's coming is such an abundance. Oh, wonderful. So in the light of that, let's live our lives in response to him, open to him, being led by him, the good shepherd, as we've heard so clearly this morning. Shall we pray? Thank you for reminding us so clearly that you are the good shepherd. Lord, you are everything to us. Our shepherd, our king, our Lord. The sower, the seed. Oh, so many wonderful pictures and aspects that all speak of you. Thank you that you're able to come to us together as your body, but also at the same time somehow you're able to minister unique aspects of who you are to each and every one of us, knowing exactly where we are. And so feeding us, Lord, and so speaking to us. That we can go on together. Lord, we want to thank you. Lord, I want to thank you specifically this morning for the testimonies from young and old alike. Whether we went, whether we stayed. Lord, you are faithful. Bless your wonderful name. Bless your wonderful name. Continue speaking to us, Lord. Continue. We're submitted to you wholeheartedly. Lord, we don't want to resist you in any way. For any reason. May we follow on hard after you. Wonderful Saviour. Father, bless each and every one of your people here. And those who aren't able to be here this morning. Lord, bless them. Encourage them. Strengthen them, we pray. We love you together. We love one another. We love you with all of our hearts. And we bless you for your work in our lives. And we pray that it would be fruitful and prosper according to your will and your purpose and your pleasure. We ask these things, Father, in the name of your precious Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen.